Today's question is, who are the sons of God and daughters of men mentioned in Genesis 6? Did evil angels marry human females? The theory that the sons of God are fallen angels is based, at least in part, on scriptural references to angels as sons of God. See Job 1 verse 6, 2 verse 1, and 38 verse 7. However, Jesus' assertion that angels do not marry, Matthew 22 verse 30, exposes the theory as false. In Luke 3 verse 38, Adam is called a son of God. Genesis 5 verse 1 to 3 states, "In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female, and blessed them, and called them mankind in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth." Adam, made in the image and likeness of God, is a son of God. Seth, bearing the image and likeness of Adam, would also be a son of God. Apparently, this image and likeness of God refers to godly character more than any physical characteristic. This seems to be suggested in the fact that it was Seth's descendants who began to call on the name of the Lord, Genesis 4 verse 26. Seth's line, contrasted with Cain's line, sought fellowship with God. Compare Genesis 4 verse 16 to 24 with Genesis 5, as indicated by comparing Enoch, who walked with God, Genesis 5 verse 22, with Lamech, who followed the murderous ways of his father Cain, Genesis 4, verse 23 and 24. We need not assume that the phrase sons of God always refers to angels. In Isaiah 43, verse 6 and 7, God calls those who are called by his name sons and daughters. In the New Testament, human followers of Christ are called sons of God and children of God, Romans 8, verse 14 and 16. It makes sense, then, to conclude that the God-fearing men of the line of Seth were the sons of God of Genesis 6. The daughters of men, then, would be the daughters of men from the line of Cain who did not fear God. Marriages between these two lines corrupted the worship of God and resulted in increased violence and ungodliness in the earth. Some have argued that the giants of Genesis 6 verse 4 were superhuman beings that resulted from unnatural unions between evil angels and women. However, the term translated giants can refer to extraordinarily large men or to power-wielding monarchs. We are not told whether these giants were the progeny of the sons of God and daughters of men, or whether they were physical or political giants. We are told that they were on the earth both in those days and also afterward. As the mighty men who were of old, men of renown, it appears that they were powerful monarchs whose unrighteous influence contributed to the spread of wickedness upon the earth.